The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Final score at Murrayfield. It finished Brayhead Clan 7, Edinburgh Capitals 3. With me is the coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, what do you make of that performance tonight then?
Obviously, you know, coming off two hard games against Belfast, I was concerned about our energy levels and our compete level here. Eddie McGrain, he's been battling the flu all weekend, and we gave him the night off here. He just was unable to go. So I thought the guys responded well. When they went 3-1 down, though, I was concerned, boy. And the power play, which has been lacking the last few games, we made some adjustments, and I felt they responded well and got us back into it. And then once we tied it up, we really never looked back.
Joel Champagne got what I think was an important goal at the end of that first period as well. You mentioned the fact you were 3-1 down. Coming in 3-2 down was probably a lot better. Did that make your team talk any better in there?
Yeah, obviously, even the last 5 minutes, we wanted to get it back, get one back at least, and it gave us a bit of life going into the second. But, you know, they're a quality side. They're a good team. They're well coached. That Line Weber is one of the best, you know, offensive players in the league. Every time he touched a puck, he was dangerous. You know, I kept asking my demon if he was that good, because he was dancing around pretty well. So, you know, but all in all, you know, it's been a tough weekend for us, physically and mentally. You know, some battles against arguably the best team in the league, and you know, we matched them every inch by inch and step to step last night, and you come up short, it takes a lot out of guys, but I thought they responded well tonight.
That's what it's all about, isn't it? A lot of bouncing back, a lot of getting back onto things straight away. You were hugely disappointed after what happened last night. You've been a happier man tonight, obviously. Guys like Shane Lust and Joel Champagne coming up with some goods tonight as well.
Yeah, Lust, he played well. He's good in front of that net. You know, he battles, competes for pucks. He scores a lot of his goals in the dirty area, so he was huge for us to step in like that tonight. And you know, our fan base, you know, you see how loud they are, and they're unbelievable. You know, they can't say enough about the traveling support, and the home support last night was amazing. And we truly do want to compete and win for those guys, because I think they deserve it. You know, and you know, obviously last night, you know, I said it a ton of times, it was tough. It was a tough loss. And tonight, the way the guys responded, the way our crowd responded, you know, that's showing signs of a growing organization. And I think we're knocking on the doorstep to climbing that upper echelon, but we've got a lot of work to do still.
What about a word about Aidan Fulton scoring that seventh goal? Aidan doesn't get a lot of ice time, but he certainly made it count tonight.
Yeah, he steps on, he takes a penalty, and then he comes out of the box and scores a goal, so he's even. But no, yeah, you know, and Aidan works hard for us, and we want to get him out there. And, you know, his learning process is in practice and in video, and every day is becoming a better player and more of a pro. But you know, it's tough on guys, and it's tough on him, I realize. And you know, we try to work with him in practice and keep him involved, and it's good to see him get rewarded like that tonight.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Yeah, you bet.
Well, on the back of that, I'm now joined by the scorer of Clan's seventh goal, a man who doesn't talk to us that often, Aidan Fulton. Aidan, what was that like to get that goal tonight?
Yeah, it was good. It's always good to get on the score sheet, but I don't know, I just went down and blacked out a little and shot the puck.
You don't remember much about it?
I remember it, but I know I looked Joe Champagne off, and I wanted that one, so I let the puck go as hard as I could, and I went in.
So I mean, you heard the cheer of the fans, they were chanting your name as well. You're a young player, what's that like when you're out there playing with those guys and the fans are chanting for you?
Yeah, that's brilliant. I don't know, that put a smile on my face, so that was good to hear everyone chanting.
And Joel Champagne giving up his Man of the Match award to let you have it at the end, yeah, as well. That was a nice touch. What did he say to you?
He just told me to go up there and get a Man of the Match, so I just done what he asked and went up there.
What's it been like for you this year when you were on a two-way deal with Solway last year? You got a lot of ice time under Martin Grubb down there,
yeah.
Scored a lot of goals, scored plenty of points. Very different for you this year. You're not seeing a lot of ice time, but what's that been like for you?
Oh, you know, it's fun. I go to practice every day and practice hard and just hope I get my chance. And when I get a chance, just go out there and work my hardest and hopefully get noticed and get more ice as the season goes along. Or
is it frustrating
whatever.
For you? Have you ever had a time where you've maybe spoke to the coach about it to see about getting on a bit more? Or?
Nah, not at all. I know what I'm to do when I get on there, and I knew I wasn't going to get much ice time. I'm not the kind of guy that's to go out there and score goals and kill penalties. Just do my job, give the other guys a rest when they need it, and go out there and skate around a little and get off the ice, get a pucks in deep. That's all.
What about the result tonight though, on the back of those two matches against Belfast Giants? Come to Edinburgh, Edinburgh are always a hard team. They themselves lost 7-1 last night. How tough a game was it for Brayhead tonight?
I think it was going to be, we made it a lot tougher than what it should have been at the start. There's not really much I can say, but we clawed it back and we went on for a good win, so things went well today.
That's it. We've got a few days off, New Year's coming up. Any plans?
Just a quiet one with family for me. Nothing too crazy. Maybe have a little rum. That'll do me.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Ian.
You're very welcome.
I'm now with Tristan Harper on the back of Brayhead 7-3 win at Edinburgh tonight. Tristan, that was a good result. A badly needed one, was it?
Yeah, definitely. All, especially over the Belfast games. We got two losses there. We had to get a win here, especially since they're a team we need to beat.
Belfast were top of the league, Edinburgh bottom of the league. Difference in quality. What's that like to play against?
It's tough because obviously Belfast, they're really good with their plays and systems and whatnot. Edinburgh have a total different standard. You've got to play, you can't play their game because if you play their game, you kind of sink down to their level. So you've got to kind of just play our game at the end of the day.
3-1 down at one point. Joel Champagne made it 3-2, got into the first break. What was that like out there at that point? Edinburgh were taking their chances. Brayhead were struggling with theirs.
Well, it's obviously tough at these times, but we just got to bully through and just get the puck in the back of the net. It takes time, but we just got to get it done, really.
Apart from the result and some of the performances, what was the most pleasing thing about tonight's game?
Froton's goal, definitely. The last goal of the game, that was the highlight of the game for sure.
He took it well.
Oh, yeah, it was a great slap shot from the point there on the wing, the hash marks there. It was a... Can't beat that. Awesome.
You ever scored a goal like that yourself?
I've scored a few in my day, but obviously not as nice as that. I'll give them the props to that.
Good stuff. New Year coming up then. It's back in action against Sheffield next week.
Yeah.
Got any plans for New Year?
I'm off to Germany with the wifey, and so just hanging out there.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Tristan.
Thank you.